Jamie, good morning. Well, good afternoon, depending on whatever happens at this time of day, whenever you guys are listening to us. Thank you all so very much for tuning in to Access WDUN. Always a pleasure to be here. This is Avery Bryson. So, Jamie, if you wouldn't mind letting the people know who you are and why you're here for just a second.
My name is Jamie Quito Cruz, and I'm the Youth of the Year for Boys and Girls Club of Lanier this year.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. I know that's a very prestigious award, so great job for earning that. And I also believe it's your second time earning this award?
Third time? Yes.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, that's okay. Great. That's impressive. Well, first of all, I just want to get started with asking a simple question here. So how did you first get involved with the Boys and Girls Club of Lanier?
Well, when I was in eighth grade, we had moved here to Georgia from New York, and I wasn't a very social kid, so my mom wanted to sign me up for something that would help me be more social, and she decided that Boys and Girls Club was the best option.
Okay, yeah, fantastic. So this Youth of the Year Award, like you said just now, you've won it three times. So what is that award, and what is the sort of criteria for winning it?
Well, the Youth of the Year Award is just, it goes for any youth in high school. Okay. Like, it starts in high school. And there's a long application process that we have to go through, like writing essays, practicing interviews, writing speeches, and just practicing speaking, public speaking overall.
Okay, cool. So yeah, it just helps you just get a little bit ahead of some of the regular stuff that you're taught in school. So just getting some public speaking experience. I know when I was, the first time I ever had any public speaking experience as a class was when I got into college. So that's awesome that you were getting it even before you get to college, because you're going to be ahead of the game of everyone else in your class, which is awesome. So again, this is the third year in a row of getting this award. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
What does that mean to you for getting it three times in a row?
Well, it's an honor to me that they think I'm worth to choose 3 years in a row, because I know all the candidates, because I'm close with all of them, because everybody at Boys and Girls Club is like a family. So I know all of them, and I know that their stories are amazing and that they're just amazing people overall. And it just makes me feel special to know that they think, because it's very hard to pick between all those people.
Yeah.
So it's just an honor that they choose me over all.
I gotcha. Yeah, that is a huge honor, and great, with such great humility as well. Even talking about it now with all the other candidates and seeing, it's not just an award just for you, but it's just everybody deserves it. But
yes.
Again, it's just that extra step of elevation of just. I'm all of that really to say, it's very impressive to see at your age how humble you are to be receiving that award and being like, hey, everyone else is just as qualified as me. So that is an awesome quality that you have at such
Thank
a young age.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And so how do you think you have grown from the time that you were recognized the first time to now? So like what are some small details or big details that you've seen in yourself as you've continued to grow here at the Boys and Girls Club?
Well, when I first went to the Boys and Girls Club, I would just sit by myself on the wall and go on my phone and not talk to anybody.
I've been there. Trust me.
I wouldn't even make eye contact with anybody because I didn't want to interact with anybody. But the staff, they helped me get out of my shell. They encouraged me to participate in activities with other kids. And I just became such a social person. Now, as a senior in high school, if I go back and tell myself in eighth grade that I'm the girl that I am today, she wouldn't believe me.
Wow. That's an incredible, incredible journey to have taken. I understand that this year's theme for the annual Youth of the Year event was Ignite the Future. So tell me a little bit about that and the significance of that theme, and then how it applies to your achievement with getting the award this year.
Ignite the Future means what do we want to do to better the future as youth of today and tomorrow's future. So at the gala, we all said how we want to ignite the future by saying what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, I said, my name is Jamie Quito Cruz, and I want to ignite the future by becoming an ultrasound tech.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. That's so like what specifically drew you to being an ultrasound tech?
Well, I've always been into like the medical field, and then I love math, and I learned that ultrasound tech has a lot of math.
What do you wish that more people knew about the Boys and Girls Club of Lanier?
It's just filled with opportunities. Like, many people just think it's an after-school program, and then some kids, even my age, they'll think it's embarrassing that you still go to an after-school program at 17. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's not embarrassing. There's so many opportunities that you can have here at the Boys and Girls Club, like many networking opportunities, which is a big thing. And now, because of the Boys and Girls Club, I have so many scholarships and I'm able to afford to go to college. And there's many kids that they can't go to college just because they can't afford it. But if they go to the Boys and Girls Club, they would be able to.